The two major party candidates running for Baltimore County Executive agree on this. It is going to cost a lot to modernize county schools. WYPR's John Lee reports that there is another thing they have in common. Republican Al Redmer and Democrat Johnny Ochevsky are not providing many details on how to pay for the promises they're making.
Ochevsky recently toured Delaney High School in Timonium with Principal Sam Weinkoop and parent Yara Sheikh. They stopped in a typical classroom. Hot, stuffy, no air conditioning.
Again, you can just kind of feel it in here.
Smell it.
Yeah, it's...
And there aren't 30 kids. You remember what that smells like, too.
Delaney, now more than 50 years old, is a political poster child. The governor's toured it, so is Redmer, Ochevsky's Republican opponent. They've heard about discolored water and burst pipes and seen where walls have separated from ceilings. Weinkoop told Ochevsky that students bring up Delaney's conditions in graduation speeches.
Or it's a tongue-in-cheek brown water, or it's a tongue-in-cheek we sweat through, you know, like all of this metaphorical stuff. But at the end of the day, like, it's in there. They're feeling that. Yeah. They feel that every day.
Ochevsky and Redmer are pledging, if elected, to build a new Delaney as well as new high schools for Towson and Lansdowne. School officials say each would cost around $125 million. Meanwhile, officials warn that the county's budget is tight after spending hundreds of millions of dollars renovating and replacing other schools across the county. And still more schools need to be replaced or renovated due to overcrowding or failing facilities. Redmer says the county needs to think creatively.
Whether it's privatizing the cost of construction, what have you. I think we need to take a, you know, put everything on the table.
Similarly, Ochevsky seeks to leave all options open. Both Ochevsky and Redmer say they can get more money out of the state, but there are no guarantees. Redmer banks on a strong relationship with Republican Governor Larry Hogan, although Hogan has to get reelected for that to pay off. Ochevsky is a former state legislator who's counting on friends in the General Assembly to come through with roughly $1 billion. Both say they'll also root out waste in the county budget. Ochevsky says cutting just a small portion of the existing budget would go a long way.
For every 1% we identify in a $3.2 billion budget, we're talking about over $3 million a year annually that we can reinvest in our students and in our people.
But county officials say the budget is already pretty lean. Redmer says he will not raise property taxes to pay for schools. Ochevsky says that is a last resort. However they get the money, the candidates differ in how to spend it. Ochevsky spells out some specifics. He says he would spend up to $2 billion on new and renovated schools, raise teacher pay by 20%, and hire more social workers and psychologists. Redmer scoffs at that.
My opponent likes to talk about his bold vision for Baltimore County, and what he means is his bold, expensive vision.
Redmer says he'll come up with a countywide, long-term plan for the schools, but he hasn't offered any details yet. Ochevsky says that doesn't address an immediate need.
I have a much greater urgency about meeting those needs tomorrow and next year as opposed to waiting 10 years to see that happen.
Both candidates say their personal experiences with the school system better help them understand its needs. Both are graduates of county schools, Ochevsky from Sparrows Point High, Redmer from Perry Hall High. Ochevsky also taught in the schools, and he has the endorsement of the County Teachers Union. Redmer's oldest granddaughter is a student at his old school, Perry Hall Middle. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.